Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NPTE StudyCast.
Welcome to another episode of the NPTE StudyCast. This is a special. My name is Sarah Falbo, for those of you who don't know, and I am a co-host, co-owner of Gratitude, G-R-A-D-I-T-U-D-E, and I co-host that with my friend Gabby Mace, and now we are both graduated. For those of you who don't know who we are, so I just thought I'd give that little background, and I'm studying for boards right now, and every day I'm going to go live briefly, share with you guys what I'm studying, give a few practice questions. Hopefully this is helpful for you, and today we are going to talk about pediatrics. So I just went through all the pediatric milestones, and I want to start with a practice question to just see where you're at right now. So let me share my screen so you guys can see this. For those of you who cannot see and you're listening on the podcast, come on into the Student Physical Therapist Network group on Facebook, and you can see me actually go live, share my screen, and do these practice questions. All right. So the first practice question: baby girl was born at 36 weeks and is now 6 months old. Which of the following is she most likely to have difficulty with? So A is rolling prone to supine. B is prone on elbows. C is head riding reflexes. And D is rolling supine to prone. And if you guys are somewhere where you're able to write this down, I highly, highly, highly recommend you write this down or say it out loud to yourself. All right. It'll help you remember it longer. So that's the first question. So pause me if you're listening right now, if you can. If you're on live, you can't pause me, sorry. And write down what you think the answer is. We're going to go over these at the end. All right. So the next one is: at 7 months old, baby girl who was born at 36 weeks should have all of the following primitive reflexes integrated, except A is ATNR, B is STNR, C is head riding reflex, and D is Moro reflex. All right. So if you can, pause me, write it down, write down what you think the answers are to these, and let's go over these. So I'm going to show you guys a little table, and shout out to Kyle Rice, the NPTE Hustle, or the PT Hustle, sorry. And I'm going through his course right now. It is absolutely incredible. And I just love this table. So I actually wrote this down in my notes too, but it's easier for me to share this than it is to share my notes. So I just want to read it through real quick for those of you who cannot see it. So this is split into milestones by about every 3 months, and there's a couple important ones, and this is very specific. This is kind of trimmed down to the important things you really need to know, right? There's a lot more besides these main things, but these are like the big things you should know. So at 3 months old, the baby should be able to go prone on elbows. At 5 months old, they should be able to roll prone to supine. And at 6 months old, they should be able to roll supine to prone. And at 6 months, they should also be able to independently sit. And if you think about this, so if we think about the reflexes that are also incorporated at each of these, and you think about, okay, so the reflexes that should be integrated at 6 months include ATNR, because you're not going to be able to roll supine to prone if when you turn your head one direction, your arm also extends that direction, right? Then I can't roll from my back onto my stomach if my arm is in the way. So at 6 months, ATNR should be integrated. At 6 months, the Moro reflex should also be integrated for them to be able to independently sit. And those are the two big ones, right? And so at 3 months, if we're just talking about 3 months for a second, prone on elbows, they should be able to have the head riding reflexes, and they should be able to like track an object with their head and track the movement. Okay, so that's at 3 months. And at 8 to 9 months, they're going to be able to pull to stand at furniture. They should be able to pull themselves up and stand at furniture. And also they should be able to transfer objects from one hand to the other. So if you think about, okay, so if the baby is able to pull to stand at furniture, two reflexes that should be integrated are TLR and also the gallant, and should be able to transfer objects from one hand to the other, they have to be able to let go of them. And so the palmar grasp should be integrated at 6 months for them to be able to take an object in one hand and pass it to the other. They have to be able to open their hand. And at 10 to 15 months, they should be able to feed themselves, right? At 12 months, they should be able to ambulate. And some of the reflexes that have to be integrated there in order for them to feed and also to ambulate would be STNR and the plantar grasp. And the Babinski reflex should also stop around 12 months. So at 18 months, they should be able to ascend stairs. And at 3 years, they should be able to hop on one foot. So this is just kind of the really big key hitters for this. And if we go back to the question here and we look at, okay, if baby girl was born at 36 weeks and is now 6 months old, okay, pause a second. I didn't talk about this. You have to consider their gestational age, which is when they're born. They're born at 36 weeks. That's 4 weeks early, right? It should be 40 weeks long. And now they're 6 months old, but their corrected age, considering they were born 4 weeks early, is actually going to be 5 months old. So you have to consider their corrected age when you're considering like what developmental milestone they should be at. Okay, so we've got that. She's actually, 5 months developmentally. So which of the following is she most likely to have difficulty with at 5 months? Okay, so we talked about prone on elbows. They should be able to do that early. That's 3 months, so that's no problem. Rolling prone to supine, they should be able to do that at 5 months. That should be no problem because she is 5 months old developmentally. The head writing reflexes we talked about should be at 3 months when they are prone on elbows. They should be able to, not have any difficulty with that. And D is rolling supine to prone. That's actually going to be at 6 months and they have to have ATNR integrated. So although she is 6 months old, she is 5 months old for the corrected age. So developmentally, she's 5 months. So D is the correct answer. She will most likely have difficulty with rolling supine to prone because she still has that ATNR reflex. Okay, and the next one. At 7 months old, baby girl who was born at 36 weeks should have all of the following primitive reflexes integrated except, okay, so let's think about this again. She's now 7 months old. She was born at 36 weeks. So corrected age is 6 months old. And at 6 months, which primitive reflexes should be integrated? So she should already have, at 6 months, she should have ATNR integrated because now she can roll supine to prone. She should have the head writing reflex integrated because that's at 3 months. That's when they're prone on elbows. They have to be able to track stuff and also to tilt their head. And D is moral reflex. That should also be integrated because the Moro reflex is going to be at 6 months as well when ATNR is integrated. So the answer is B, STNR, because that's going to be at 8 to 12 months when that's integrated. And she is 6 months old, corrected age, 7 months old for her like actual age. So the correct answer here is B, STNR is what will not be integrated yet. So that's all I have for you guys today. Thanks for hopping on. I hope this was helpful for you. I'd love to hear if you got these right, what your thoughts are in pediatrics, what you have difficulty with. I know there's a lot involved in peds, and I just took a practice exam recently, and there are more questions on peds than I thought there would be, and I missed a lot of them. So I think this is important to review, and it's something I definitely need to review some more, but this was helpful just to talk it out. And I encourage you guys to talk it out with somebody else. And maybe even record yourself talking it out and listen back to it later. So thanks for hopping on, guys. And thanks for tuning in to another episode of the NPTE StudyCast. Normally, Jimmy McKay is hosting this and I am just a guest taking over today. So thanks for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
NPTE StudyCast, brewed by the PT Pintcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.